It's time for our second annual Sherpaween episode. All fun aside, we have some serious informative conversations about the GoDaddy appraisal tool, fourletter.com market today. We discuss acquisition partnerships and lessons learned. We also discuss negotiating two offers at once, one payment plan versus an all-cash offer. Very interesting and super fun. Enjoy the show. Hope you had a great Halloween. Happy Halloween, Sherpa Network. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and this is the Domain Sherpa Sherpaween Review. This is a show where we get into the minds of successful domain name investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become better investors ourselves. We have three segments to the review. We'll start off learning what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Next, we'll discuss in value an investor-submitted domain name portfolio. And finally, we'll preview some domains going to auction soon at namejet.com and whether the Sherpas think they're a good investment opportunity for you. Joining us today on the Domain Sherpa Review is the Sherpaween initiator, Adam Strong. Hi, Adam. Thank you for beginning our annual Halloween Sherpa last year. How you doing? Spidey? Spider-Man, is that you? Oh, I think you have to talk.
I think I'm going to have to really fill in some words today because this is going to be just me talking.
And Shane Coltra. Hey, Shane, are you all warmed up?
Yep. I'll probably do a couple laps in between you guys talking, though.
All right. The best was pre-filming while we waited for Adam to arrive. Shane spent like the entire time warming up. Hilarious. Yes, domainers have a sense of humor and a lot of free time. Let's do this, guys. First segment of the review, what's new Sherpas? So you're going to share one purchase or sale that you've made over the past few weeks. And we get to learn what you paid or received for the domain, why you thought it was a good deal, and how the negotiations progressed. So I know you guys have some things you mentioned that you don't want to talk about too, but tell us what you can. Let's start out with one that you legitimately want to discuss, and then we'll poke and prod. Adam, you're up first, Spider-Man. What's going on? What's
okay. I got to give this a rest already. It's already killing me. I mean, that didn't take very long at all. Sorry about that.
Well, now you look like Bad Santa.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh, I look terrible. All right. I will talk about a domain name that Jamie Zock had mentioned in one of his tweets a few days back. So don't go and look up Jamie's tweet there, Shane, but the domain, and since we don't have a third test, that means you got to guess. So the domain is zerodown.com.
Zerodown.com. And you purchased or sold it?
I sold it.
All right. Congrats. Shane, what do you think he sold it for?
Beautiful name. Really good name. I guess we'll talk about it afterward, but how long have you owned it? Since the good old days?
You know what? It has been quite a while. I'm actually looking that up right now. I think probably, good old days, 2000. Let's just say 2000. How's that sound?
Yeah, that'd be the good old days.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And in 2000, that still wasn't that wasn't a hand reg.
Right. No, it was probably a expiring name at some point. So yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking it up. I'm not finding it. I was trying to find what I paid for it and I don't have it on. I started tracking probably around 2004, 2005, and I don't have it on my list from my depreciation schedule, if you will. So I don't see it. So that means I bought it pre 2004, 2005.
Long ago.
Oh, yeah, like 15 years plus. So
Nice.
But I've had a lot of inquiries over the years on the name. I just never moved it. I listed it on Afternic. That might help you out a little bit on the price. But
well, since we talk, I know that you don't move very quickly. You don't have to move very quickly anymore. So unless they throw the right number, it's not even worth the bother. And that's such a great name. That, I mean, anything that involves money, it's huge. I didn't see the price. I didn't even know if there was a price on. I can't believe I missed the Jamie's thing, because that is something I look at every day. But I will say, I'll just say 150 grand. I'm just making up a number. No number will surprise me, unless it's under 100, that would surprise me. But I'll say 150 grand. I think it's worth more just to the right company, but it just depends on how Adam was feeling that day. If he needed to renew his license plate or something.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I think you need to go with the Spider-Man theme, Shane. He needed, what did he need to pay for? You got to find something else. New webbing? No.
That's a
clearly
good
a new map.
I don't know what Spider-Man would spend his money on.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking this up, and I got to backtrack this a little bit. This name actually just, the information was just released on this name selling, but this name actually, I actually sold this name. Oh gosh, this shows you how prepared I am. I sold it a while ago. Let's just put it that way.
Like within a year?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh God.
Well, hey, at least it's the first time that the price has been released.
It's the first time the price has been released.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
So, and it really just officially kind of became known as an entity as well. So, but yeah, so.
Okay. I'm going to go for 200K. I mean, a lot of lead gen in that. It's what every buyer wants to put zero down. I'm just going to go with 200.
Okay. So since I sold it a while ago, the prices must have gone up rapidly. So the domain sold on Afternic. The company that's running the domain is a Y Combinator company, which is a startup incubation company. They bought the domain for.
I'm looking at the site now.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty. They're actually in the top 100, I think, of their valuation wise. So I let it go cheap. According to what you guys are saying, I let it go for 31K.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. It's gotten a lot of inquiries over the years, but it just never moved. And I think at some point, last year, some point, I just started listing all my names for sale on Afternic, and I took them down this year. There, I had made a few mistakes, and that maybe this one's one of those mistakes. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm still okay with the price. I don't even know what I paid for it. So 30K in the pockets. It believe me, it covered the price.
Sure. Yeah. So it was listed on Afternic, that it was just a buy it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is it 31K? That's a weird number for a buy it now. Why?
I know, right? It's actually it was 31,250 to be precise. I don't know. I have no idea. I probably priced it. I probably tapped on some cash on the front end to cover it to 20, to just make it like kind of close to 25. Because my net was less, obviously. So,
do you generally recommend listing at a weird price like that?
I don't really think it matters when somebody wants something really bad.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Does. Okay.
It's an interesting, the company's an interesting concept. It they buy the home. You want a house, they go and buy it from you, and then you lease it from them, which I'm not sure what that is other than you do the work finding a good house.
Yeah.
And then sign a contract to pay them. But it's definitely an interesting, and of course, anything that starts in the Bay Area is not, doesn't mean anything, because the Bay Area is its own little world. Just because it works in the Bay doesn't mean it works everywhere.
Right, right. Well, I can't remember what their valuation was, but it's pretty high.
It's 150 million, I believe, here. And it's looks like, I mean, there's is this on TechCrunch for something? Yeah, it plant from just a couple days ago that they plan to take on Zillow. So,
everybody plans to take on Zillow.
Well, they've raised $30 million in total equity funding, more than $110 million in debt financing. Bay Area homes, I don't know how far that's going to go. Interesting. Well, it'll be interesting to watch. And you know what? They have equity in the domain. That's a great thing for startups. They have equity in the domain if things don't work out with the startup itself.
I think the $150 million payback will be a little more difficult.
Yeah,
31,000 is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
All right. And that, and just so you know, like since GoDaddy sold it, I it's kind of funny because I had to go back into, Elliot just wrote an article about this domain appraisals from GoDaddy and how much that domain was worth. You know, GoDaddy sells a domain and then they appraise it for less than they sold it for. So GoDaddy is actually appraising. Hold on a second. I had it up here and now I lost it.
Well, here's what's even worse is I buy them from their name find portfolio and then they put it in the similar domains and the sale price. So if you go look and see what I bought Botany for or Propagation or whatever names I'm getting from them, it tells the exact, you type in a name that's similar and it'll tell you exactly what I paid from them 10 years ago, which doesn't help me sell the domain.
Right. So GoDaddy has this listed. So Zero Down is in GoDaddy's appraisal tool listed at 14,943 appraisal. And then over on the right, because it was sold for more than 25K, it just says more than comparable domain sold, zerodown.com, more than 25,000. So
So it's not very smart.
Let's pick on GoDaddy again, because there haven't been many podcasts about GoDaddy lately.
Well, come on, you have to admit, it's not a hard if-then statement to write in your code that if you sell it, that maybe you should raise the price above what you're, you know.
Botany is worth more than, it's valued more than.
Well, at least it's worth more, but then someone says, hey, you bought it right here.
I got you.
I think it'd be a great idea for GoDaddy to have a page, an article, something, and definitely info underneath their appraisal that says, listen, this is automated. You know, there may be other factors, especially for higher value domains. I mean, that would be very simple.
I like if somebody buys something from NameFind, I can pretty much type it in and find out what it sold for. But
as long as it's under 25.
If it's under 25, you're right.
On the whole, I guess that pads their secrets, if you will. So no other company named Bio comes and scrapes and grabs more data from them.
So clarify this for a minute. So if it sells on NameFind over 25,000, GoDaddy doesn't ever share that data?
No, it just says over 25,000.
It just says on the screen, I'm looking at Botany. I pulled up and there's three names. And Botany, what it sold for is on there. Forage is on there. What it sold for is 20. And Forest.com. And Forest.com sold for more than 25K. So if it's over 25K, it just says more than 25K. So could Forest.com could have sold for, $2 million. And they just put more than 25K. So they leave this like.
And where are you going to look for that, Adam?
GoDaddy's appraisal tool. Not a very good domain name. Not a very good URL. But it's GoDaddy.com/domain-value-appraisal.
Or just Google it.
/ appraisal. Yeah, or just Google it like I do. But like, yeah, I think they're going for a little bit of the SEO value in that URL.
Okay. So once you run the actual appraisal, then you're looking at the comparable names sold. But
they give you three. They give you three on the side. Or, you know, if you're looking for comparables, there's a few other places, or there's one other place you can go. That's a great place. Spider-Man recommended, namebio.com.
Okay. Namebio gives you the info and lets you pick your own appraisal value.
Right, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah, so those are name find, but some of those names are name find domains. Like Shane said, he just bought Botany and that was a name find name and it's actually listed there.
Look up Uncomfortable. Look at uncomfortable.com. I bought that. See if that comes up there. I think it did too.
It lost me around.
Uncomfortable.com. Is that the name you're going to discuss? Oh, I like uncomfortable.com. So the comparable domains, unhappy.com and damned.com. Wow.
Does it show the actual price of Uncomfortable?
Yeah. Does that make you uncomfortable?
10 grand or something?
Yeah.
9.5. Yeah.
No, I wasn't going to talk about it. I just, anytime I buy something from the name find, it shows up. And I'm like, man, not that any of the buyers would know to look there, but.
Good majority of them might.
Yeah.
Something good to know as an investor that you're going to get put into that position if you're buying through GoDaddy. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could request not to have.
Yeah.
That's another thing that Paul can think about.
Yeah. Or at least put the date that it says it was 10 years ago or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Do you think this tool has something built in that only pulls, so like, you know, when you look at the MLS or real estate, it only is able to pull from a certain time frame. Do you think the tool has that built in? Have you noticed comparable
sales? I bet I could figure that out because they've got, they've got old names that I sold on Afternic. So let me pull up like one of my really old Afternics and see.
I mean, those names I bought, I don't know how time flies. I have no idea how long it's been, but it's recent enough. I think they'd show it.
Okay. Zerodown.com just threw it in there. Yep. They put sold for more than 25,000 as a comparable, you know, it is its own comparable.
Yeah.
But then it also says estimated value, $14,943.
Right. You killed it, man. You doubled that up.
They downgraded it.
And you know what, Adam? They like your weird numbers, apparently. $943.
Man, I just threw the algorithm off there.
Very specific. Yeah, I like that, Adam. So always shaking it up.
I sold, just to give you another one, I sold, you know, forgive me for bringing up an old one, but it came up in the news, so I just thought I'd throw that one out there. But I did sell another one just to go back into GoDaddy's appraisal tool. This is a geo-specific one that I don't mind sharing, but I sold Los Angeles Pest Control, and this was back in 2017. I sold it for, well, you can go to GoDaddy and see what I sold it for. But you can see there it's $6,250, but GoDaddy, again, appraises it for $1,477.
Wow. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they're using, you know, obviously I killed it on that one, but they're using, they're clearly using in their algorithm other comparable city names that sold. But hey, Los Angeles is also like, I don't know, a little bit bigger than Nashville and Albuquerque that are listed there. So,
and it actually appraises it. This is even weirder. So not only does it not pull the fact that you sold it for $6,250 into the value, but it also, it's comparing it to Nashville Pest Control and Albuquerque Pest Control, which are much smaller cities, but they sold for $1,800 and $1,500, and they appraised Los Angeles Pest Control at lower than Nashville or Albuquerque.
I know why. That's because it's longer, right? There's more letters. Huh. just bad. I don't know. Like,
but they knew to pull in the geo from the other stuff.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have like green pest control or.
Without beating them to a horse, we know that they're not putting tons of time. There's not some group sitting in a room working on the algo at night, like Google or something. They're just using it as a tool. And
I don't know. I disagree with that because I think that if they're smart, they're using it for a secondary purpose. This might be like a completely tertiary purpose to use their appraisal tool, but you know, they've got to have something that they use internally to purchase names when they buy portfolios and things of that nature. Yep. So, you know, they have to have something intelligent to make those decisions as well. But, and sometimes I think sometimes people forget that, you know, this is what they may be using as a guide to how they're going to sell domains. So, you know, I don't know.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
You got to provide all the people with, they can't just let everybody go by what they think. They got to give them something to go by.
Right.
I just think it would be spectacular if they also included in there, like just on this page with the results, listen, this is automated. There may be other factors, and they could even put in there, contact us to learn more, or, you know, right. Or only if it's a domain, ironically, at a certain value, then they put that in, or who knows, right. But, you know, I think GoDaddy's always growing, and...
I appreciate it as a tool. I won't lie, when I go through a list and I'm searching, I use their valuation work down, because it does flag names that are better than others that are either not old or get mixed in a giant list of 12,000. So it is an extra helpful sorting tool when you're going through an expiry list, in my opinion. So I like it. I don't mind it at all.
Where are you using it?
And expireddomains.net.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. They pull in the GoDaddy appraisal?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't used it for a while. I haven't been doing a lot of buying lately.
So yeah, but it is helpful. Anytime you can have another search, something to search through, another way to break it down and to dig down, it's helpful. And like I said, like I was going to say, I'm smart enough to figure out what I think is real or not. I know it's automated. I don't take it as the gospel, and I'm not going to complain about it. I do think, like I said, though, if something sells for a certain price, then obviously you should take that into consideration. And maybe they do and it doesn't affect it, but it shouldn't be less than what it already officially sold for.
Yeah. I just think GoDaddy has a lot of power in end user education. Like domain investors, no, but GoDaddy in particular with their brand recognition has so right. much power in helping to grow the whole industry and educating end users with the trust that that the general public globally puts in them. So
yeah, there's actually there's
develops a, over time. It's just like the whole, go ahead.
Sorry, Tessa. There's a page that kind of explain. It's not on the actual. So when you search for GoDaddy's appraisal tool through Google, it gets you to the appraisal tool. But I just clicked on. There's a bar across the top that says domain appraisal, like on the menu, and you click that and it takes you to another page that has like kind of what you're talking about, which is an explanatory thing, which I think you're absolutely right. Like it kind of needs to be explained a little bit. Maybe they could think about like putting a link because somebody's coming in through that channel through GoDaddy's, you know, Google ad or their Google listing. They're not going to necessarily see this explanation page. This explanation page is pretty decent about, you know, where the appraisals come from and comparing them to real estate and things like that. So it's a good, there is an educational portion of this, and it's a quite a long, hefty page.
Wow. Where is that? Well, I'm sure it's great for SEO. Where is that?
So if you're on
the link.
Yeah, actually, if you go to take off, if you're on the appraisal page, just at the first hyphen, just so it should be GoDaddy.com. /domain-value-appraisal and then hit that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you see all that stuff at the bottom.
Oh yeah. This is great.
Yeah. So I guess that's pretty good. I mean, yeah. I call him famous domainer as if there is anything, but most people don't know this person, but, we were talking about appraisals and he said, you know, in the absence of any data is good data, you know, like, so the metrics, even if you don't like the appraisals, there's still something, you know, at least you have something to bitch about. So, but you know, in the absence of that, what is there?
Yeah. So, you got to start somewhere, and GoDaddy does a good job with that. And that's why I was like, you know, they're always growing. And this whole industry is just building bit by bit by bit off of nothing. So, you know, right. All right, Shane, what'd you buy or sell lately?
Really nothing.
I know that's not even true.
Well, I'm so boring that, you know, I'll just, and this isn't going to help anybody other than just to start a story, but I'm back to buying fourletter.com as a store of value. So I bought, just to talk about where they're at, I bought TLSA. Yeah, it's not Tesla, TLSA.com yesterday or the day before.
Huh.
And see what they're, see if anybody knows.
I noticed on GoDaddy's aftermarket, I was just scrolling the entire list. I usually pretty much every 6 or 7 days, I'll go in there and just click my favorites that are on the multiple bids or whatever. I've noticed a lot of four letters popping up in there and getting action, but as if, you know, they've always kind of had that action. I had my tool up because it just alerted me that something that I'm tracking is coming up for auction. But
Shame your face, Adam. I had my tool up.
I know what you meant.
All right, I'm done. That's
it. Me too.
Yeah, because my tool was up. But yeah, I have, you know, like you bought it probably at GoDaddy, $400.
I no longer even know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
what?
Four letter. T L S A.
Four letter. Got it.
Tesla without.
TLSA.com. $400.
Yeah.
So you already know. So Shane, okay, first of all, why are you rebuying four letters? Has anything changed in the four letter market, or this is just things have changed in your personal?
No, I mean, so when I first started doing it back in 2000s, I used to read the blog. Remember this one, Adam, Four Letter Noob by, now that I have to say his name out, I can't say it. He wrote the first blog that I read about domains, and he used to like four letters because they were kind of like stocks and they were trackable and certain letters were worth more than others. But I bought them not even thinking about end users, thinking about just liquidity. They were easy to buy and sell. So yeah. Being new, since I didn't know what I was doing, I knew that I could always get out of a fourletter.com and not really lose too much money, but there was a chance that I could make money. And I kind of stopped doing it because I started getting into words, but then the words started getting super expensive. So I just kind of did nothing for the first part of this year. And then I realized that they, four letters were pretty low at the beginning of this year. They dropped to as low as they'd been in the last 4 or 5 years. And there's just some letters that are good. Like if they end in C and they end in A and they end in I and they have good solid letters, they just don't seem to lose value from here. So if you can get something for 400, 500, or 1,000, are you going to make 50,000? Probably not. But you're probably not going to lose very much either. So I've just been using four letters like a store of value. So I'll buy it. In this case, I actually bought it for 1,000. I wasn't the winner. I think it went for like 1,800. But then I got the email saying that the main bidder backed out and I was the second person and I could have it for that price. And for $1,000, again, it's ends in an A for association. It's not bad. It's pretty good letters. So I took it for a grand and I probably won't lose money on it. I'll just hold it. And if I want to put it back for auction, I think I could get a couple hundred if I did, but I've been doing that. I've been buying one or two every month for 10 years and now I've got hundreds of them. And let's say they're worth $800 or $1,000 a piece. Now I have $150,000, $200,000 worth of liquidity that I could get rid of tomorrow and get my money back. So I've always had that little, I don't know what you call it, but that little side part of domain investing where I feel comfortable that no matter what goes on, I'll probably be able to get some cash. And that's my version of domain Bitcoin, I guess you'd say.
Nice.
And I sell them every once in a while. I'll sell four a year for $7,000 a piece. And that pays for what I do normally too. So there is profit in that as well. So that's kind of my explanation. I've probably said it 20 times on this show, but I stopped doing it. But then I realized it's like investing. If you stop doing it, then you miss the highs and lows. If it gets low, you should probably still keep doing something. If it gets high, maybe you should sell. And that's the other story is, you know, it was reported when Frank Schilling during the big Chinese rush sold 1,000 four-letter.coms to an investor for, we'll just say whatever, but it was over $1,000 because it was really hot. If you go to the auctions now, you'll notice the Unit Registry is buying four-letter.coms and replacing those thousands at 500 and 600 and 400 and 700. So that was a super smart move as they sold when they conceived it high, but knew that they wanted to refill the coffers and they've been picking at it and filling right back up with the same thing for cheaper. So that's really how you do it. I'm not that good yet, but that was really brilliant.
That you watch that and apply it to your own.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Good. Really, really good move. So they essentially got a, I don't know, do my numbers, $10 million. No, is that right? Thousand, a million? Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands.
Yeah, not it.
So $1 million and they're going to get it back for $500,000. So they'll make 500 grand over 3 years. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam, you recently had a great sale that you don't want to talk about. What can you tell us?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you're not getting away just with zero down.
Yeah, it was a phrase. Gosh, I'm even...
Hold on, this skull cap's killing me. One second.
Yeah, what? It was a recent one. What the heck was it? Hold on a second. I actually been on a little bit of a vacation to irritate some people at GoDaddy and Afterneck. I took all my, not really, but we took a little bit of a family vacation and I took all my names down and just been kind of chilling. But I did get a pretty decent sale recently, and it came in. It was a direct inquiry. It was negotiated a little bit, and interestingly, during the negotiations, we were kind of going back and forth, and they didn't like the price, and I think I'd priced kind of in the high, maybe even the six figures. I'm not quite sure. So that kind of caps you for the price. I'm not going to tell you what the price is, but we were going back and forth, and then we were going to put them on a payment plan, and randomly out of nowhere, a second buyer came in. And so we were on a payment plan with them, and then the second buyer came in and said that they wanted to do an all cash deal, but they had offered less cash. So it's kind of a, you know, pretend it's $100,000 sale, and it was over 3 years, 4 years time. The other buyer came in and let's say they offered 50 grand cash. So it was kind of a predicament, you know, what do you take? Because I've had quite a few of these, you know, overtime deals back, you know, down, and then you're kind of stuck, you know, not stuck, but you got the domain back. And so I made the decision to, you know, push both parties at the same time and got the one that wanted to do the payment plan to do an all cash deal. And so the name is Digital Trust.